Trump runs poll asking who has the worst late-night host. High salaries, no talent, really low ratings. By Simon Kent on December 24, 2025. It is a crowded field of dumbed-down mediocrity and underperformance, yet President Donald Trump is asking the question nevertheless. Does CBS, ABC, or NBC have the worst late-night host? Trump went on his social media site Truth Social to ask for answers to his yuletide query about the irredeemably poor late-night shows and their hosts. He posited, who has the worst late-night host, CBS, ABC, or NBC? They all have three things in common: high salaries, no talent, really low ratings. The president asked the question after first offering a free character appraisal of Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert is a pathetic train wreck, with no talent or anything else necessary for show business success. Now, after being terminated by CBS, but left out to dry, he has actually gotten worse, along with his non-existent ratings. Stephen is running on hatred and fumes, a dead man walking. CBS should put him to sleep, now, it is the humanitarian thing to do. In a third post, Forbes notes Trump once again threatened to revoke the broadcast licenses of all major networks over what he deemed biased coverage of his administration. The president wrote, if network newscasts, and their late-night shows, are almost 100% negative to President Donald J. Trump, MAGA, and the Republican Party, shouldn't their very valuable broadcast licenses be terminated? I say, yes. Trump has long clashed with late-night hosts and journalists from major media networks, accusing them of heavy bias against him and threatening to take punitive action in response to their stilted coverage. Newsweek reports Trump's public attack comes after he launched legal action against a number of major media outlets this year. Earlier this month, Trump filed a $10 billion lawsuit against the BBC over its dishonest editing one of his speeches from 2021 in a Panorama documentary, as Breitbart News reported. The president accused the taxpayer-funded British broadcaster of defamation and of violating a trade practices law, according to documents filed in federal court in Miami. The BBC apologized to Trump last month over the bungled report but rejected his demands for compensation. Trump also refiled a $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times and three of its reporters in October. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.